I think we are ready to call this meeting to order.
This Madam Chair, can you announce which commissioners are present?
Oh, yes, sure. Commissioner Carpenter, Commissioner Holtzmiller, Commissioner Kinney, Commissioner Mencken, and Commissioner Smith, and myself, Commissioner Welker. So I called this meeting to order. This is the August 16th, 2013 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. And I think someone may have joined us.
Yeah, this is Bob Kehoe. Good morning.
Great. Welcome. Thanks. So I've just called the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda, first of all, we should have the director introduce who is with him in his office.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Joining me here in Olympia is Deputy Director Joe Storr, Owen Rowe, Ann Larson, Dave Ware, and Bruce Botka.
Great. Thanks, everyone. We do have members of the public who have been given lines to call in. The lines are all muted, so we can't ask them to identify themselves. But we do have a list of those who were interested in calling in. And Tammy, do you think there'll be a way to find out who actually did call in?
Yeah, I'll try to verify with the folks after the call.
Okay, great. All right, so the first item of business is the petition to change rules. This is a decision, and this is the consideration of the petition in relation to rulemaking on the Wolf Conservation and Management Plan. So, Director Anderson, would you like to lead us through this topic?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'll quickly turn this over to Dave Ware, our Game Division Manager. Assuming all the commissioners have the summary sheet, sometimes referred to as the green sheet, in front of you that gives you background information, the policy issue that we're bringing forward to the commission for consideration, the public involvement, and the action that the agency is requesting of the commission, as well as draft motion language and justification for the commission action. Hoping you have that in front of you to assist you, and you've had a chance to read that. And with that, I'll turn this over to Dave Ware to help lead the commission through this topic.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the commission. Again, Dave Ware, Game Division Manager for the department. The petition that we received was from a fairly large group. I'm going to quickly read through the petitioners. It was Cascadia Wildlands, the Center for Biological Diversity, the Gifford-Pinchot Task Force, the Kettle Range Conservation Group, the Lands Council, Western Environmental Law Center, Wildlands Network, as well as the Sierra Club. And what they petitioned the commission to do was to start rulemaking to codify major portions of the Wolf Conservation and Management Plan, citing that would help with providing greater certainty, accountability, and transparency to wolf management. We did have a discussion with the petitioners and recognized that there may be additional parts of the wolf plan that might need to be codified. We're already dealing with, as you know, certain portions of the plan that have to do with compensation for losses. Livestock losses, as well as when citizens can kill wolves. And so some of the suggestions from the group, we talked about many of those in terms of different parts of the plan. I think the concern is that basically we would be revisiting, if we were to codify all of the plan, we would be revisiting a lot of the specifics in the plan that really I don't think anybody wants to rehash. And so, and that was probably one of the major concerns. But when it came down to, you know, which portions really do we think need to be included, it really comes down to some of those things in terms of what the public can expect in terms of the requirements in order to deal with certain parts of the plan, and specifically and especially lethal removals. And so we've been keeping that that process fairly active, and we've been working through our wolf advisory group to make sure that folks understand, you know, what actions the agency is going to take, and we've been actually working, I think, pretty hard with them to be pretty transparent. Not sure that the petitioners have been aware of all the pieces that we have been dealing with, but anyway, so the issue was that after talking with them, they agreed to withdraw their petition. And I think you've seen a recent email from them doing that. And so in exchange, what we're planning on doing is working with them and going back to the Wolf Advisory Group next month and start to talk about at least the priorities for which things from the plan that we might consider for future rulemaking. And so we did, the next meeting will be September 18th of the Wolf Advisory Group. We're going to invite the petitioners to come and have a conversation with them in terms of what we think we might consider for rulemaking, and discuss that amongst the group, and then of course move forward with future action from there. At this point, I think we're going to end up meeting a couple more times this year with the Wolf Advisory Group, and then take a winter break and start up again next spring. But so it would be through that process that that we would begin to develop any rules if warranted, if we think we need to. And so with that, the commission does not need to take action on this petition. Again, we are working with the petitioners to identify those areas where we might consider future rulemaking, and that we're going to have that conversation through the Wolf Advisory Group prior to making recommendations to the commission.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Dave. So you think you feel confident that the lines of communication with the petitioners are all open and moving ahead in a positive way?
Yes.
Madam Chair, Phil. I wanted to add just a little bit to Dave's good report. I had the opportunity to attend the Wolf Advisory Group meeting yesterday in Spokane, and we've got some really good and a really diverse group of individuals that are on that group. And we did have a good discussion about the current rule package that is under consideration. And we did, you know, we've tried to keep that group at a reasonable size. We have 10 people on it right now. And there was some concern expressed about, you know, do we have every interest there is represented on the group? And we would have to have probably a much larger group in order to do that. And so one of the things the group talked about is that if we have a particular interest that doesn't necessarily have a representative on the group that's specific for their particular area of concern, that we would address that by providing opportunities for those representatives of different perspectives to come and address the Wolf Advisory Group. And so that's an important piece. You'll see referenced in the letter that was written by the petitioners to Lori Pruse here, that's dated August 15th. And in the second paragraph of that meeting, they talk about their conversation with Dave Ware, and they talk about, as part of that conversation, being able to come and address the Wolf Advisory Committee. So that is what Dave Ware is referencing. And I think the other thing that we want to, all of us, keep in mind that these are, that's what this is. This is a Wolf Advisory Group. They were appointed by me, and they are advising the department in terms of what we bring forward as recommendations to the policy body, the decision-making body of this agency, which is the Fish and Wildlife Commission. And so, to reiterate, they're not a decision-making body, nor are we. As the department, we bring forward, we compile information, we bring forward data, and we may bring forward recommendations on policy matters to the commission, but at the end of the day, it is the commission's decision to make. So we will do our best, as Dave as is indicated in the letter, to have additional conversations about the rule package and whether or not there should be additional elements of the conservation management plan codified, work those things through the Wolf Advisory Group that will help inform the department about any recommendations that we might bring forward for commission consideration.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Commissioner Caney, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is a question for Dave, just to think it through on the Wolf Advisory Committee. So in the future, will there be kind of a process orientation or a, some type of rules of order of that group, or, how many positions are on it, and are they represented by hunting organizations or conservation organizations or cattlemen, or is it kind of going to be put down more in writing to where people understand, what if there's an open position, or what if, Director Anderson said, it needs to be grown a little bit? And then also then, what is their, if it's putting down in terms of rules of order or whatnot, how does their advice get used, that type of thing? That would be really helpful, I think. I just was wondering if the advisory group was looking at that, or if Dave had been thinking about that as well.
I know you asked that question of Dave Ware, Commissioner Caney, but let me respond, and Dave can fill in any blanks. I did want to clarify that if there was a misunderstanding, that I was not suggesting that the group needed to be enlarged. What I was saying is that if there are particular interest groups that have an issue that they want the Wolf Advisory Group to take up, that they would be provided an opportunity to do that through the course of the formulation of the agenda, and that agenda would be brought forward to the committee as a draft agenda, and then they would have the opportunity to approve the agenda before the meeting started. As it pertains to the what I'm going to reference is kind of the operating protocols of the committee, Dave and Steph Simic brought forward a draft set of the document that was entitled Bylaws, which talked about and addressed some of the things that you mentioned needing to be written down and making sure everybody understood how it was going to work. We had an opportunity to talk about that draft some, and we also, the committee's also put together a mission statement, which is a pretty good, concise mission statement that they agreed to. So we're going to continue working on that document, and hopefully we'll have it to a point where we could have it finalized by the committee at their next meeting, which I think is the 18th of September. So a long-winded answer to get to a yes, that yes, we are putting those things down, the terms of the appointments, the manner in which the meetings are conducted, the recording of the discussions, and any recommendations that might be made by the committee, where we have divergent views on particular issues, making sure that we have those accurately represented. All of those kinds of things are addressed in this document that we're putting together and is currently under review by the committee.
Thank you. thank you. That really helped me. And I'm just assuming this is the group that I think back in the Wolf Plan was identified that a group should be formed, take care of the issues after the Conservation Wolf Plan had been approved, things that would come up, and moving right into wolf management in the future. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a provision in the plan for the formulation of this group, which is obviously one of the primary reasons that we formed it, but also, obviously, it just having this kind of a diverse group help advise the department on the implementation of the plan that was adopted by the commission is extremely important and valuable to us, and so we're grateful, actually, for the people that are willing to put their time in and participate on the committee and provide us their input. Thank you very much.
Director Anderson, would you have information at this point on when and where the future meetings are going to be of the advisory group? Because I think commissioners might be interested in attending.
Sure, Madam Chair. So the next one, September 18th, is going to be here in Olympia. That was another topic that was discussed by the committee as you know, what were the desirable locations for committee meetings. Obviously, we have members of the committee that are located across the state. So that's the location of the future meetings. We're going to obviously be asking the members of the committee their preferences about that and try to balance the travel demands that are associated with attending the meetings, and which is one of the reasons we were over in Spokane yesterday, and we had one in Ellensburg previously. We want to have them at venues that are neutral, and so we'll be happy to provide the commission with information on future meetings that are set after this September 18th meeting, which again will be held here in Olympia.
Okay.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith.
In relation to that, Phil, I think it would be helpful for our scheduling, because I think there's many of us that would like to attend one of or more of those meetings, if at the September meeting they tried to set up a schedule, at least a six-month schedule, so we would be able to put the meetings that we could attend on our calendar.
Yeah, I would. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. We were talking about having 3 to 4 meetings a year, and we were the committee's talking about that. You know, I would just ask the commissioners to be mindful that you can't have a quorum at one of these meetings unless you're going to announce it as one of your meetings. I'm not trying to discourage individual commissioners from coming and observing the discussions held by the group, but just keep in mind that if you're going to have commissioners attending these meetings, it would be helpful to have a degree of coordination between the commissioners so you're managing the numbers of commissioners that attend these meetings.
Right, and to follow up on that, Phil, I think I would just personally like to attend at least one so that when we are talking about it, I'm a little bit more aware and cognizant of the structure, the makeup, and all of that. So I understand the quorum, but I think it would be beneficial that if we in the commission could set up the schedule that we could all at least attend one.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, and the director brings up some important points. I was expecting him to remind us that this is an advisory group to the department, to the director, which means that we should adopt the role of observer.
Right.
If we attend and make it clear to everyone, although that's difficult for us to pull off, everyone knows that we are the decision makers. So it is just important to make it to adopt the role of observer if you attend.
I understand, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, to the extent that it's possible, we'd appreciate it, Director Anderson.
Yeah, and we'll be prepared to give you an update, obviously, at your October meeting. I'm assuming that as part of the next Wolf Advisory Group meeting, that we'll likely determine when their next meeting will be and the location. And so we'll obviously be happy to share that information with you, and you can discuss amongst yourselves the appropriate attendance of the next meeting that they have.
Great. Thanks. Any other questions for the director or for Dave?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Commissioner Mankin.
Commissioner Mankin.
Yeah, one of the concerns early on in the proceedings and the development of the plan, there was concerns that the Wolf Advisory Group minority opinion was not being heard, and the commission didn't hear it very well. I'm just to make a statement. I hope that we, as a commission, are able to hear what the vote was. And to hear specifically what the minority opinion is, if there is a minority opinion in the group.
And if I may, Madam Chair, respond, that certainly is our intent, and it's also a specific element in the draft operating protocols bylaws that we put in front of the committee for their consideration. And they're also talking about, you know, if there is a vote taken, how do they do that, or, you know, how meaningful are votes, and those kinds of things are being taken up by the committee. But certainly it is our intent to provide the commission with the input that we received from the committee members, regardless of what side of that issue they were on, so that you have the benefit of their thoughts on a particular issue that there might not be a consensus on.
Terrific. That's very helpful. Any other questions or comments, statements on this? Okay. Well, we do not have to make a decision. The petition's been withdrawn. I wanted to take this opportunity to remind everyone who might be listening in that the commission's role is laid out by statute. The director described it very well. We are the decision makers who will look at whatever recommendations are presented, whatever perspectives are articulated, but it is our role ultimately to make the decisions on what goes into the WACs. So I think in the past I've wondered if expectations have been raised through advisory group processes that might lead people to misunderstand the roles of the advisory groups, but I think the director articulated what role they play very well and what role we play. So I just wanted to remind everyone that that the advisory groups are advisory. And we applaud the work. That said, we applaud the work of the volunteers who put in their time and give us their best effort at recommendations. It goes a long ways towards finding the right solution to the problems. We want to hear from all of the stakeholders, so we want to thank them ahead of time for the work that they'll do on the topics that they've raised here. Okay, I think that's enough said on that topic.